A white Christmas has turned deadly for many, but rescue workers try to save lives in the former Soviet Union and nearby nations. That's difficult in Russia, which is in the icy grip of its coldest December on record. At least over 120 people have died within the last 2 days. In Siberia, to the east, temperatures have plummeted to almost minus 60 Celsius. In the Tiva region, thousands of people were evacuated to schools and hospitals as heating pipes burst. Resident Irina Priyarkina is desperate.
We have got nothing here. We don't have even water. It's good there is a lot of snow here, so we gather it and we can melt it now. Do you understand? We are freezing here. We have sub-zero temperatures in our flats. I measured the temperature in my room where I have small heaters. It's minus 2 Celsius there. And in the kitchen where I have a stove burning, it's minus 5 Celsius.
Over 100 others have also died in neighboring Ukraine and Poland, many of them homeless people. Scores of deaths have also been reported in other Eastern European nations and the Balkans, with villages cut off from the outside world. Yet, amid the misery, there are miracles. Serbian television showed how a man fell while trying to clean up the snow from his home's roof. He survived, apparently unharmed, with a smile. Elsewhere in snow-stricken Serbia, a woman who couldn't reach a hospital in time managed to give birth in a truck. She called her daughter Snežana, the Serbian word for Snow White. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.